I walked on because I was going to accept a mission for my church, and then so I turned down the scholarships. And then I decided to play for Fresno State. And then Coach Hill made me walk on the first semester and then earn back a scholarship.
What made you change your plans about not going on the mission?
I ended up playing a high school all-star game. And I decided, you know, I mean, football is right now, and I love football, and I can't be without it. And I can go on a mission anytime.
Where were you going to go? What were some of the schools that wanted you to pick before they backed off this mission?
I was being recruited by a lot of WAC schools, Boise State. I was recruited by Idaho, Colorado State, Weber State, some schools like that.
Did you find that all of the preparation you did in Houston, do you think, have you been surprised here at the Combine yet because of that preparation, or have you prepared so well that you pretty much know what's good?
Yeah, I haven't really been surprised yet. I mean, I don't think I will be surprised. I mean, all the testing, we're going to start tomorrow and Saturday. I mean, this is all stuff we've been working on, so.
Do you think this is stuff that has just prepared you to be a better combine player or a better football player?
The thing with Plex is Danny Arnold really emphasizes doing stuff to help us become better football players, and not just working on stuff to, you know, be stronger or whatever. He really emphasizes being a better football player. So
I've read a few places that you have a mean streak. Is that accurate?
You kind of got to play offensive line and play football, and I mean, yeah, I do. I love it too.
So that benefits you on the field, I think, when you
yeah, I think so.
Once in a while.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have a relationship with Logan Mantis?
We've talked to him as an offensive line. We've talked to him a few times, I mean, since he's been with the Patriots, but haven't talked to him a whole lot. I know he's got a lot going on, so.
And how about Coach Hill? He's has an offensive line background. Uh-huh. Has that helped you in your development? Will that help you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As Coach Hill's, I mean, he's always over with the offensive line, giving us tips and helping us out with technique and, I mean, he coached the offensive line for a long time in the NFL, and he's a real good coach. Yeah, my redshirt year, I was a defensive end. They recruited me to play defensive end. And then my redshirt freshman year, they switched me over to tackle.
Were you on board with Logan?
Say what?
Were you on board with Logan defense
offense? Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, I was happy with the change, so.
Are you born and raised in California?
Yeah. I'm from it's more southern central California. It's outside of Mojave, Bakersfield, east of Bakersfield, up in the mountains, Tehachapi, a little small mountain town. Yeah. Either. I mean, I think I could play left or right. Yeah, it was. I don't know about intense, but it was long. It was real long. I mean, they're looking at everything. They're pulling on all your joints, and I mean, they look over everything. So.
A couple of your teammates played in the Senior Bowl and are obviously here. Is it nice for Fresno State to get some recognition?
Yeah, it is. It's nice. I mean, too bad we couldn't have more people come here, because I know we had a lot of good players this year, a lot of good seniors. But it's nice to have guys get recognition for once. So.
Have you been a guy in past years that has paid attention to things like the combine as like a fan, or, you know, why do you look at the scouting reports, what they say about you, what your strengths and weaknesses are, you to try?
I've always watched the combine. I mean, it wasn't until my junior year that I really thought I had a chance of coming to the combine. I mean, I played my freshman and sophomore year at 240 and 260 pounds. What was the question?
I'm asking about the assessments of your skills. Do you watch that?
I try not to read all that stuff and read into everything too much. I know my dad keeps me posted on a lot of stuff. He looks up stuff and he'll read stuff and be like, "Hey, did you hear this?" But no, I don't try and get into it too much.
So do you have any idea where people are saying they may go?
No, I have no idea right now. I'd be happy going anywhere.
Who's your agent?
Kenny Zuckerman, Priority Sports. Yeah, I came from the Valley, I mean, Bakersfield, and it's pretty much Bakersfield and the outskirts. Like, we play Shafter, Wasco, I mean, smaller schools. The competition, for me, I was the biggest guy, and I was 6'6", 220, and I was probably the biggest guy, you know, out of all the teams we played. And competition, it was strong. I mean, we've always had, Tashby's always had a good high school team.
Do
and competition's always been pretty tough.
Come out of there, Division 1 or the NFL?
Yeah, Rodney Michaels played center for Fresno State a few years ago, and I know we got a shot at the NFL. We've had a few guys play D1, go D1 from Tehachapi. Not a whole lot, though.
What's Dwayne Wright like?
To block for? Oh, he's a heck of a back, man. He's a real good back, and I mean, we do our best to make holes for him, and if there's not a hole, he'll make his own. So, yeah, he does. He's real humble. Last night I talked to a lot of teams. I can't really recall a few in particular, but I know I talked to a lot. So,
is their line of questioning all similar?
For the most part. Yeah, for the most part, it's similar. I mean, for the different teams, they'll ask you like different things they really pay a lot of attention to. But for the most part, all the questions are pretty similar.
Do you have to find yourself in the fourth interview trying to be alert and as interested as you were for the first one?
I was interested through the whole thing. I mean, all this is a good experience for me and an eye opener. I mean, I never really thought I would be at this point. I mean, so it's been real enjoyable, and I've tried to enjoy, every moment. So.